AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Health officials monitoring the potential fallout from damage to a Pfizer manufacturing facility in North Carolina. The facility was hit by a powerful tornado. The company says it's working to restore its capabilities and says most of the damage was concentrated on a storage facility. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commenting on last month's short-lived armed uprising in Russia led by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group.
You know, if I were Mr. Prigozhin, I would remain very concerned. NATO has an open door policy. Russia has an open windows policy. And he needs to be very focused on that.
Blinken at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado referring to the mortal danger opponents to Russian President Vladimir Putin face. Alabama lawmakers refusing to create a second majority black congressional district, a move that could be at odds with a recent Supreme Court order to give minority voters a greater voice in elections, the move likely to trigger a renewed debate over the state's political map. This is ABC News. The Marine Corps wrapping up an investigation into a deadly aircraft crash last year.
The five Marines were killed last year when their Osprey aircraft hit the ground with extreme speed and force in Imperial County. Now the Marine Corps has determined the crash was unpreventable and there was no error by the pilots, air crew, or maintenance teams. A clutch problem, it's been found, caused a failure in the right engine, sending the aircraft out of control. The final report determining there was no way the pilots could have stopped the crash in that moment. Work has been done to prevent similar clutch problems. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Officials in Miami Beach telling people to use bottled water or boil their tap water after they say a contractor hit a water main, causing a leak. Nearly 140 bearded men who have a likeness to Ernest Hemingway have descended on Key West this week to compete in the annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest. The challenge began Thursday evening at Sloppy Joe's Bar, where Hemingway often spent time in the 1930s. A winner chosen Saturday. Mark Remillard. ABC News.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, a new location, the inaugural edition, live on State and Dayton. We're in the world headquarters, baby.
Dude, State Street in Madison. There's no place that I would rather be today than right here with you.
The shiny new Mad Radio WMDX Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios, Civic Media Studios. And who let you in here?
I know.
I mean, the fact that you're in Madison right beside me on this glorious
day. Inaugural day. Come on, man. I would not miss this for the world. It sounds good. It's crisp. It's clean. And we're going to have a hell of a day today.
I wish my shirt was more slimming.
Don't worry, Crudy.
I know we're a radio product.
It's not the shirt, man.
Oh. I should have worn a dark color. The visual representation. But, you know, we're... radio product, but the world walking by on State Street, Tom. I love it's like a magical place here.
It truly is. Coming down Washington Street today, looking at the Capitol. It used to be our beat for a long time, man. We came down here every day.
What do you mean used to be?
Well,
I was in that building last Thursday.
I don't come down as much as I used
to. I in that
to.
Building. Yeah. Do you know? And we're going to build up to this someday soon. It's been nearly 10 years since we were arrested in that building.
I can't even believe it, man. 10 years?
July 24th, 2013.
Wow.
So we're going to have to build up. We're going to have to do something big for that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a victory over the man party.
Where's Jeff Scott Olson when you need him?
Well, he's probably making money doing something better, waiting for us to get arrested again or something.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
Dominic, let's turn our attention towards the politics. And sadly... Scott Walker.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, we still got to deal with this guy?
The former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin is out there making desperate pleas at this very minute for Donald Trump to please come to the debate that his Young Adolphs Association.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. We're going to be accurate on these.
They're apparently the brand sponsor of the Milwaukee debate August 23rd. And Scott Walker's got a bit of a vested interest. And making sure Trump shows up? Is that the deal?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to... Listen, I mean, Scott Walker leading the Young America's Foundation is now, as they put it, you know, the collector of youth. He organizes the
indoctrinator of youth.
He is the inspirer of the youth. of America these days, man. He's getting all the conservatives on campus to rally up, and they're going to want to come down and see some Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump doesn't show up, and I don't think he will, if Donald Trump does not show up, I don't think it bodes very well for Scott Walker.
Former gubernator Scott Walker from Wisconsin, Republican, says he thinks it would be a mistake for former President Trump not to attend the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates, as the former president threatens to skip it. The race is certain. I haven't done the wanker in a long time. It's sort of a nasal monotone, isn't it?
It's pretty bad. I don't miss it. So please butcher it. Go ahead.
The race is certainly his to lose right now. He's an unconventional candidate.
Yes, that what he is.
When some people talked about him not going to the upcoming debate in August in Milwaukee, I think that would be a mistake. Walker apparently making it on the CNN with the Dana Bash Inside Politics on Monday. Now, Trump, your buddy, your birthday soulmate, Donald Trump, has not committed to the first GOP presidential primary debate set to take place next month in Milwaukee. And Jason Miller, you know, the big round-headed guy, apparently tried to slip an abortive pill into his pregnant girlfriend's martini or something. Yeah,
the best people.
Jason Miller, longtime advisor to Trump and really got awful human being as near as I could tell, said last week on the Hill on the News Nation that the former president was, his quote, unlikely to participate in at least the first two debates, citing the polls showing that Trump is far and away the front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. Now, when you say far and away, most recent polling I saw hit Trump up 39 on DeSantis. Trump 56, DeSantis 17.
That's far and away.
That is far and away.
And that's DeSantis in second place.
Oh, here it is. Morning's consult poll found 56% of potential GOP primary voters back Trump. Here's what Walker said. I try not to breathe any life into him, but I can't do the Walker. Even with the lead, I think right now, the more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better off for him, Walker said.
I absolutely disagree with that. I don't think Trump
he's
wants
up
to.
He's like 39.
He has nowhere
what
to go but down.
Benefit?
Well, yeah, exactly. He's had nowhere to go but down. And someone like Chris Christie, if he gets on the debate stage, will light his ass up.
Well, slow down. Slow down. I saw Rick Wilson earlier today. Rick Wilson, occasional guest on the Todd Alba show, Rick Wilson, Republican strategist. He was connected in some weird way to Scott Walker way back when Scott Walker was a rising star and not a used to be somebody. I could have been a contender.
That could have been.
Walker ran against Trump in the Republican presidential campaign in 16 before he dropped out of the race. The former Wisconsin governor said, as he saw in the first or second debate in 2016, this guy dominates the stage. Even if you've got a great record, that only gets you on the stage. Yeah, look at you, Scott Walker. Yeah. You've got to be equally as bold when you go out and make the case to the American voters. And Donald Trump did that 8 years ago.
Yeah, when he put a cigarette out on your ass, Scott Walker, and then you got out of the race after polling 0.0 and begging anybody in the media to talk to you after that last debate. And you specifically stated the reason for your withdrawal was so that another conservative could step up and a true conservative.
He was clearing the field, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. God called him to quit.
One more quote from
So Baker. God called Scott Walker a quitter. I just want to be clear.
Told him, Scott, quit. For the sake of humanity, be a quitter. And one more wanker quote.
Oh, my.
And he's a prize fighter.
What?
Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. And that's where you should be today, Walker said.
Ooh, be careful when you talk to the man.
Unlike you, you're not a prize fighter. You're more of like a cross-country guy. I heard he ran track in high school, Dom.
Glass Joe.
Now, the Republican National Committee says candidates must vow to back the eventual of event.
Eventual.
My first misspeak in the new studios. Yeah, it was bound to happen.
It won't be your last.
The eventual GOP presidential nominee to debate, which Trump has refused to do so far, stating, It would depend on who the nominee was.
No, let's talk about
I'll
that.
I'll support
for a minute.
Myself.
Of course I will. And anyone could say that. What are you going to do? If you know, say Chris Christie gets on the stage. Say, yeah, I'll support Trump. Hey, you know, has it terrible, doesn't support Trump. Nobody supports Trump except Trump and the cult.
So just lie and say you're going to support Trump.
What's the recourse?
Remember in 16 when they asked people to raise your hand, like, who will support the eventual Republican nominee? Everybody raised their hands except Trump. What did Aaron Sommers, our fine producer today, what was it that Scott Walker said? Because if you'll recall, Walker actually debated Trump, and it didn't go so well for the Wankinator. Something about, we don't need another apprentice, sir. Play it for the people. Refresh their memory.
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Do you hear the golf
tepid
clap there?
Close.
And then he had one more, and this one really sold everyone on Scott Walker as the alternative.
And he like practiced this one. This is out of the park. He warmed him up.
He hammed it up in front of the mirror.
Yeah, he got it going, and then he followed up with all the things you wouldn't elect Scott Walker to be. Play it, please, Aaron.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
I wouldn't hire you to run down a list of things I wouldn't hire you to do, Scott Walker. You can't even do that. Stumbling over your own words.
I would not hire him to mow my lawn.
I would not hire him to pick up the dog poo.
Oh, maybe. Because I really don't like that job. And Scott Walker seems about as qualified as anyone.
I have no faith. I think he'd be one of those like smeared on the ground, get like half of it and half of it still there. I have no faith in the dog poo picker-upping skills of Scott Walker, at least based on his speeches and certainly based on his governance.
So the self-interested head of the Young Adolphs Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Is imploring the guy that crushed him in the debate to not show up and debate.
The guy who received a message from God to tell him to leave the last election. God told you to leave that election so a true conservative could rise up.
Yeah, but now he's got self-interest in the outcome. Well, what?
Did God...
He needs Trump on that debate.
Was there an update
stage
from God? I'm just curious. I mean, since that's what he said, was this his own decision or did God have a part of this?
Dear God, it's Scott.
Hi, God, it's Scott.
I know I'm contradicting your last message, but this time I want Trump on the stage.
And they're really paying me well over at the YAF.
And I really want the job. And Trump would be, what? He would be only eligible for one more term as the president. So that would be a good thing from Scott Walker's point of view, because his contract's going to run out. And what's next for Scotty?
Oh, I can't wait.
He's got some money in the bank now. Probably, if you'll recall, when he unsuccessfully ran for the presidency, he made a FEC filing, Federal Elections Commission filing, and he had a net negative worth of minus $73,500.
That means he was worth more
dead than alive. I think he might have a positive net worth.
Well, no, man, getting paid by YAF, to inspire those young kids. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
I bet they've retained a lot of gold during World War II. The Young Adolphs, are they called?
Young America's Foundation.
That might be a different group.
Yeah, it's totally, barely different.
Scott Walker, begging you, Trump, please come to Milwaukee.
No, Scott Walker or Donald Trump, do not come to Milwaukee.
Dominic, we're here in Madison. The Solidarity Realties, the Mad Radio Studios, shiny and new. Hardly word stumbled in yet.
Hardly.
Come back with us. We'll get the phones working. We'll take your calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. A lot of hot headlines, and I'll get about half of them right.
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. On Thursday, see The Princess Bride. And starting Friday, July 21st, enjoy Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Get more details at amorytheater.com.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 55. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Cloudy skies expected. 56 tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Mid-80s Sunday, upper 80s Monday, with a chance for scattered storms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK, has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy days. Join us. Got the new studio, got the new lines. Everything's running. It's great. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Not only can I see the texters on my cell phone, but they're right here on the studio wall. Here's a few examples. I was born and raised in Madison. This, I believe, Jeff from Shorewood, trash talking again. It's coming sort of a popular troll here. Yeah. Your boss's neighbor's
Well, he should be very happy that things are running very smoothly right now.
Now, he makes this claim. I was born and raised in Madison. Actually, drove cars on State Street many times legally, but once in my buddy's 55 Chevy at midnight, we were pulled over. If I still live there, I would not have allowed you lacrosse dudes to enjoy my city. Yeah, well, you don't, Jeff. You don't. You live in Sherwood. Another one. Walker is begging to get cucked by Trump again. This time in his home state. What a pathetic loser.
The who's her.
And another one. I love the burning dumpster fire that is DeSantis. You know, Walker 2.0. Very excited for that potential matchup.
Well, very, very close to home.
Well, Dominic, I found a headline. DeSantis has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse. Reporter, what I tell you, Ron DeSantis was a 90-day candidate. And the expiration date, right around Labor Day. That's the second one, right?
Yep.
August 31st. I should know it's my wedding anniversary.
You should know.
Have a hell of a time keeping that one straight. This one at the Raw Story Plus, one of my favorite sources. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is resetting his stalled presidential campaign, where he's been losing ground to frontrunner Donald Trump, either despite or because of the former president getting indicted on dozens of felony charges in two separate jurisdictions. Semifor reports that DeSantis has decided to switch things up. He's switching things up.
Switching it up. All right.
After failing to gain traction for several months now, and he's even conducting an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, despite his longstanding policy of not speaking to mainstream news organizations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's for just a moment here, I mean, if you're going to run for a national office like that, I mean, how do you avoid the regular press? You know what I mean? Really? Really, dude? Are you that bad that your handlers won't let you get near someone who might ask you a legitimate question?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is that bad.
That's terrible.
You know, 23 days to the Iowa State Fair. Remember when Scott Walker was there on the stump, on the
bales of hay?
The hay bales.
Yeah, yeah.
And the protesters came out and they were, you know, Scott Walker sucks kind of signs.
And Scott Walker literally, like, like grab their sign.
Trying to pull the sign out of individual protesters'
hands. I mean, that's
hands.
One way to look at it. The other way would be to have a government official trying to suppress your free speech rights, which, of course, Walker did over and over and over and over again here in the Capitol.
And he also told Casey Hunt at that time with MSNBC that he would strongly contemplate building a northern wall as well.
I mean, why not an eastern or western wall? I mean, let's just get to it. You know what I mean? Let's solve all of our problems with walls.
Could we wall off the coastal elites? Yeah. More from this article. Reporter Shelby Talbot argues that this news doesn't mean DeSantis has finished as a presidential contender. I argue it does. Yeah. But he has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse for political campaigns.
We've seen this trip before.
See the aforementioned Scott Walker, right? That said, DeSantis donor Dan Eberhardt tells Talcott that it's a good sign that DeSantis has recognized the need to switch up his strategy, as it shows he isn't simply content to stall as Wisconsin gubernator Scotty Walker did in 2016. I mean, that day-old bread just got hard on the shelf.
Now, Scott Walker, I don't recall going ever went through a retooling of the campaign. There were plenty of tools in that campaign. He didn't redo any of them.
This campaign is smart to adapt, he explained, this rich guy. Scott Walker's campaign was too heavy, and he didn't make changes soon enough. DeSantis' campaign is ahead of the curve and is making the tough choices that will enable him to win. I laugh as I say this. That will enable him to win in the early primary states and beyond. He will not go beyond. He will never make it to Iowa. I don't think he makes it to the caucus.
The report also says DeSantis may have deliberately picked Tapper, who does not give easy interviews, in order to potentially engineer a confrontation similar to Trump's CNN town hall to generate new interest. New interest.
You know, I would like to be the journalist that makes Ron DeSantis cry in Iowa. I think you could be my sidekick.
You think so?
I was the first one that interviewed Scott Walker. At least I was amongst the press gavel. The first public event after September 21st of 2015, after Scott Walker publicly pulled himself from the race. And remember our buddy looked sort of like Abraham Lincoln when Walker said he was quitting?
He started clapping.
Arthur clapped. I mean, it sting a little.
Oh,
for the man,
so
you know, you're up there.
I know, but listen. Let me
worst
listen.
Moment of his life when a guy's cheering for.
The guy, I mean, Scott Walker was not smart. A smart campaigner. I mean, all the politics aside.
You wouldn't hire him to be the president.
I wouldn't hire him to run a campaign.
President.
The guy'd show up at a mom and pop diner with a stage and lights and microphone system and sound system. And I mean, it was total overkill. You see these consultants and who ended up getting many of them probably, what, 10 cents or
they got
50
paid.
Cents on the dollar.
Oh, Scott Walker did stop.
There was some negotiating going on in the back
negotiated
end.
For less than full settlement amounts.
Right, dude. But I mean, no, you don't need that kind of, he was a mark. So all the consultants come out and say, oh my God, look at this guy, Scott Walker. He's going to go to Ray's Diner down the street and set up a $50,000 stage for the guy. 50, there's no way you can get it for five. Don't worry, it's Scott Walker. I mean, he is just terrible. He's terrible all the way around. And DeSantis is just as bad.
You know, Scott Walker ended his campaign over, what, like $1.5 million in debt? You know how he made that money up?
How? Selling his list.
Email addresses. Yeah. You had to give Scott Walker at least a dollar or two because I gave him your email.
Thanks.
And I got a Friends of Scott Walker email.
Yes.
You know the one thing absent here from the shiny new Mad Radio Studios?
The Scott Walker Worship Satan bumper sticker?
Exactly! Where is it? I feel naked. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone calls from you accepted here. I think they work. 844-967-2789.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Health officials monitoring the potential fallout from damage to a Pfizer manufacturing facility in North Carolina. The facility was hit by a powerful tornado. The company says it's working to restore its capabilities and says most of the damage was concentrated on a storage facility. Secretary of State Antony Blinken commenting on last month's short-lived armed uprising in Russia, led by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner mercenary group.
You know, if I were Mr. Prigozhin, I would remain very concerned. NATO has an open-door policy. Russia has an open-windows policy. And he needs to be very focused on that.
Blinken at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, referring to the mortal danger opponents to Russian President Vladimir Putin face. Alabama lawmakers refusing to create a second majority black congressional district, a move that could be at odds with a recent Supreme Court order to give minority voters a greater voice in elections, the move likely to trigger a renewed debate over the state's political map. This is ABC News.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stute Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the big Monday edition. I got my little buddy right here with me. Shiny new studios. Downtown Madison, State Dayton. If you're walking the street, wave at us. I'll give you back a little wave.
A little wave. Hey, got it. Honestly, thanks to all the engineers and everyone that put all this together. I mean, it's been kind of a cluster, as we all know, the last couple of
weeks.
The
cluster is entirely AT&T's, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's not our team. It was AT&T.
But our team, we're here. We're in the new studios, man. So, well done, everybody. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. To our people, not AT&T. You will be on my list forever. I have AT&T PTSD. A little setback. Dom, you know who might have a little financial setback going on right now?
Well, Scott Walker's making some money, so it's not going to be him.
It's not Wanker for a change. Hmm. He's probably out of the net negative worth category. Probably.
Probably. Well, you know, you never know how he's living, man.
You got to wonder, though. Is it possible that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is broke?
What?
Could Brojo be broke?
Ah, come on. He's one of the wealthiest senators in the country.
But he's taking donor money to repay old debts that he claimed he would never have to repay.
You know the old saying, Crudy, I give it all away for just a little bit more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson pockets $400,000 from donors.
Oof.
Daniel Bice, Lawrence Andrea at the Journal Sentinel. U.S. Senator Rojo, Ron Johnson, is paying himself back hundreds of thousands of dollars for loans he made to his prior Senate campaigns, despite claiming he would not seek to recoup the money from donors.
Well, he also said he wouldn't run for another term. I mean, Ron...
Well, this is a little different. I always knew Ron would backslide on his third term promise.
You make one promise and you break it, then you're going to break promises. Now you're known as a promise breaker. Not quite an oath keeper. I mean, in some ways, kind of like an oath keeper, but a promise breaker.
Is that like a tourist? The Oshkosh Republican received $400,000 from his campaign account in early May, according to the latest filings with the Federal Elections Commission. The payments were made in installments, Dom. Two Stormies, 150 each. Two more for $60,000 and $40,000, all on May 3rd for loans from his successful 2010 and 2016 elections.
Wait, why would they,
elections.
Why would they break it all up like that?
You mean into several different payments?
All on May 3rd. I mean, what's the point of that?
Margin call?
Maybe.
Make a bad stock bet? Who knows?
I mean, you know, Truthy Social is not doing as good as they thought it was going to.
In May 2022, the Supreme Court ruled in Ted Cruz v. FEC decision that federal candidates are entitled to use an unlimited amount of cash raised from an election to repay loans they had previously made to their campaign. Now, federal lawmakers had previously placed a $250,000 cap on the amount of money that candidates could raise after the election to repay old campaign loans. Well, Rojo took more than that. So he's just following the fine example of the ever-greasy senator from Texas, Ted Cruz. Because yeah. Ted Cruz created this problem on purpose just so he could create this carve-out and, you know, get himself some more money back. Johnson previously claimed he wouldn't seek to repay the $8.4 million. That's a lot of jingdom and outstanding loans he claimed his campaign owes him for loans in his 2010 and 2016 campaigns. I don't have any expectation to get paid back, Johnson told Business Insider on May 17th when asked about the comment on his financial disclosure form that noted all funds prior to prior campaigns have been deemed loans and suitable for repayment.
Oh, so he booked it as a loan and then said, I don't expect to get paid back. He didn't say he wouldn't pay himself back. He just said he didn't expect to. Well, so it's already, not really a lie.
Dom, if you believe the math, May 17th is after the four payments were made on May 3rd. He had already paid himself back in part, Dom. He's already collecting the dues.
Crudy, in fact, Johnson had begun to recoup some of those loans 2 weeks before he made the remarks to Insider. Crudy, man.
I can do math on the radio.
Baby, according to the latest FEC report. A Johnson advisor in a statement told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday, said the $400,000 payment is primarily against pre-Cruz ruling loans. The senator has little expectation that the full amounts will be repaid.
Well, not $8.4 million. You don't have that many friends.
You'd have to raise that money first. Last week, Johnson sent out multiple emails saying he needed to raise money to pay off old debts. I'll get straight to the point. Even though we won, my campaign had to take on some debt, Johnson wrote in one of these solicitations. I was hoping I could convince you to chip in now to help me pay off this debt.
Didn't Scott Walker have a similar email missive?
Help me pay me back. Help me pay me. Will you help me pay me?
Dom, will you help me pay me back? I think I owe me some money.
I totally owe
this
me.
This radio career has been less than lucrative.
Dude,
so far.
I screwed myself last time. I owe myself a lot of money. And the interest I owe myself, I mean, 100% interest compounded twice daily adds up quickly.
If the donors would just pay you.
I know, man.
So you could pay you. Then you wouldn't have to work so damn hard.
I mean, you really don't even need to be a senator anymore. Wisconsin Democrats noted that Johnson has come under fire in the past after Packer, his plastics fabrication firm that he's since sold, paid him $10 million in deferred compensation shortly after his 2010 campaign. During that race, Johnson had personally loaned $9 million to his campaign to help him defeat Russ Feingold. And now, thanks to Ted Cruz's bogus arguments before the Supreme Court, he's bilking his donors to pay himself back a second time. Joe Osland, spokesman for the state Democratic Party, said, Ron Johnson owes Ted Cruz a thank you note for helping him put together the down payment for his next private jet.
You don't think he's really broke with multiple private jets? He could liquidate if necessary, could he not? I guess they're all in trusts.
Right. He doesn't own them. The latest FEC report from Johnson, who was reelected to a third term last year, shows the state's senior senator raised just over $1.8 million in the first half of 2023 and spent about $2 million, a sum that includes the $400,000 in repayments for old loans. He reported having about $550,000 in cash on hand as of June 30th.
No four-term rojo?
Most recent financial disclosures filed in May says Johnson's net worth is between $21.3 and $86.2 million, making him among the Senate's most wealthy members. In 2020, he sold all of the ownership stake in Packer. A deal made him between $5 and $25 million. He makes $174,000 a year as a U.S. senator.
I wonder what he does, you know, on his off time. 844. I'm going to answer that question in a bit. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the audience. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, sir. You're first today.
Hey, Steven.
Yeah, I'm first. Nice to talk to you both again. Before I get into what I'm going to say, what happened to Ebone?
He doesn't work here any longer.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay. It's been a while since I've called, so I'm not in the 411 anymore. And your new calling system is beeping at me and chirping at me and everything else. So I have to get used to the new thing here.
We just moved into the new place, man. You can't complain about the carpeting yet.
It's a new squeaky sound you're hearing. That's what it is.
It's squeaky clean.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like a cheese curd, sure.
Yeah, work with us. Work with us, Steven.
So this is what I got to say. The Republican Party has been a wreck, to say the least, for quite a while. And this election is turning into more of an entertainment show than a legitimate election on the Republican side, which I think, based on who's running, that's kind of what we expected. But the Democratic side is actually surprising me and is turning into a clown show as well a little bit, because you have Joe Biden, the incumbent, who is going to run. And then you have this guy named Robert Kennedy running as a Democrat. But everything I've heard so far, he kind of sounds like the Donald Trump of the Democratic Party. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Very conspiratorial in a number of fashions. Said some anti-Semitic things over the weekend that aren't going to help him out there with the electorate, I suspect. But his old man, Bobby Kennedy, he was a Dem. And, of course, his uncle, JFK was a Dem, so it seems logical he would run as a Dem. I just don't believe he is a Dem. But there are some people very nervous about both his candidacy and also a third-party candidate, Cornell Lake, who is running as the Green West. Party. Cornell West, my bad. Cornell West has a lot of... he's a dynamic guy, and there are a lot of people looking for something other than Dems, red or blue team, and the Green team might be appealing, let's not forget. In the state of Wisconsin, Stephen, I know you're involved in the party. I believe, what was her name? Jill Stein bled about 36,000 votes away from the Democratic Party, one must assume. And Gary Johnson got like 130,000 votes. And of course, Donald Trump only won this state by about 21,000. Now, the only third party effort that I recall last election cycle when it was Joe Biden was Kanye. He was late with his ballot signatures. He didn't make it on the ballot.
Well, he was also working with Trump's crew and the attorneys and all that. So, yeah, Stephen, it's shaping up to be that. What's your thought, man? I mean, do you think there's viability to the West candidate, the Green Party candidates? I mean, this Kennedy seems like a wackadoodle. Where do you stand right now, Stephen?
So to be honest with you, as you know, I am part of the Democratic Party, but I'm only part of the Democratic Party because the way things are set up right now, it's kind of a two-party system.
Yeah.
If it ever got to the point where it was more of a three-party system and a third party could get in and be more viable, depending on what party they end up being, I might actually identify with them more. As far as a party, I'm more of a green party. I'm more environmentalist than anything. But this is what I have to say. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, one is kind of messing up faster than the other, but they're both not where they should be. And if a third party can get its act together and convince enough people, I think we could have some real real shakeup in the way that elections are run in this country.
Well, here's the problem, Stephen. There is no viable third party at this point. There really is not. It's not the Greens. It's certainly not the Libertarians.
Well, they're the third largest party consistently in the country.
Yeah, 1.5%. That's not getting it done.
DeSantis is in second place.
Wasn't Tommy Thompson's brother, didn't he run as a Libertarian?
No, I don't remember.
Ed Thompson, something like that. 844-967-2789.
I would just say that. Obviously, I voted Libertarian. I emceed the Libertarian State Convention back in 2016. Curtis, you were
I was there.
Yeah. And I got a lot of love for some of the philosophies of the Libertarian Party, you know, individualism, all that fine stuff.
I got less love for telling 1.5% of jokes.
Well, I do appreciate it, though, Crudy. Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor.
We entertained us.
I'm always entertained, man. I have low expectations. But and did Gary Johnson, did Jill Stein, did that give the election perhaps to Donald Trump? Well, you ask some of my progressive friends.
Numerically.
They'd probably say, yeah, Dom, it was you and those 130 and the other 30. And
I blame the 36,000 that voted for Jill Stein as well. And I felt like it was a disastrous outcome for the country, obviously, Donald Trump. And I do believe electorally he thread the eye of the needle. I've never said his election was less than legitimate, but we can never go back there. You know what I mean? I don't know if you saw some of the new reporting, Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. Yeah. I mean, autocracy.
But putting the authoritarian and authoritarianism, fascism. Yeah,
dude. Like, that's their plan. Like, yeah, if Trump gets reelected, he's going to pull in, what, the FCC, for example, was one of his proposals. We are regulated. As a radio station, we get our licensure from the FCC. And if we don't honor our community of license and don't do the right things and, you know, put profane materials out there or too much CJ, we could get our license pulled. Or Donald Trump could make it his own personal petty, division of the executive branch?
Vendetta.
And Donald Trump could decide he doesn't like the greatest radio show ever, and he's going to take us off the air, take civic media off the air, fail to renew our licensing? Because if it's one man's instrument of personal vendetta and pettiness, and that man happens to be the president of the United States... Oh, he can go grab that.
And if that man happens to be Donald Trump, there is an unlimited supply of personal pettiness and vindictiveness.
Well, I've got a little to spare myself.
You guys got that in common.
Come back with us. That and we're taller than you.
With little hands.
My hands are fine. Everybody says I have large hands. Medium at worst. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Text, call, and be merry.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know. It's
844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 55. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. High of 83. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows around 56. Partly cloudy. Mid-80s Sunday, turning warmer Monday with highs in the upper 80s and thunderstorms possible. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK. All 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio. 92.7 WMDX.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for listening. You can join this fine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, or download the Civic Media super cool app. You can text and call directly from the app.
Dominic, I can see the world walking by the shiny new Mad Radio Solidarity Realty Studio, State and Dayton Street, right here downtown Madison. It's been forever coming, but we're here today. We're in the same room. We're having a good time. And I want to talk about something, Dom. You know, once upon a time, I used to be a golfer. I love the sport of golf. And I gave it all up, really, for radio work with you. Do you remember that,
I know,
that you first see- program director? I was wearing like a golf pullover when we signed up to do this little novel show, this bright idea we had. We'd do a little talking on the radio. And
so
the guy said,
1 hour a Saturday show?
Well, yeah, until golf season starts. And then I'm going to lose you to the golf course because I was wearing a PGA pullover. Well, you know who shares my affinity for golf?
Who's that, Michael?
Donald Trump. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. The only difference between me and, let's say, Trump and Rojo, are I gave up the sport so I could, you know, keep up with the political headlines. And those boys, they're still big fans. And the difference between them and I, let's just say, is the Saudis. I don't think there should have been a merger between the LIV Golf, and that's an important topic most days, except for what it represents. The LIV Golf is what? The Saudi Royal Fund.
Yes.
Funding golf at the highest levels. And occasionally the murder of U.S. journalists like Khashoggi. And some...
By Bonesaw, the leader of the Saudis had Khashoggi
murdered. And then cut apart and
never found again. Yeah.
Yes. No, something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, but he's investing that money from the oil crude. So in golf. So how bad can it be?
Here's a headline. You found this one originally, Dom. Ron Johnson. I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families. But
oh man. Why does there gotta be a but? Just period.
Here's how this article begins at the New Republic. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson understands that 9/11 was not great and that it's not awesome that Saudi Arabia killed an American resident and journalist. But dang it, he just loves golf too much to not give Saudi Arabia at least a little slack.
I mean, what are you going to do, the world we live in these days?
So this, actually, we're going to play out some sound. He appeared on the Squawk Box, Ron Johnson, CNBC. And he made this statement. We're going to play it for you. Aaron Zommers, our fine producer, if you could just play it for the people.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money being used to have either a partnership or an ownership of the PGA Tour? Do you have a problem with that?
Well, listen, I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families.
What?
I understand the issue of sports washing. I don't think there's not enough billions of dollars for the Saudis to wash away the stain of the brutal Khashoggi murder.
But the reality is, you know, we all buy oil. We use, you know, we drive cars. You know, we are the ones that are filling up the coffers of the public investment fund. I would rather have them, you know, the Saudis invest their oil wealth in the U.S. as opposed to China or Russia. That's just the reality of the world. And again, you know, I'm a lover of the game of golf. I love watching golf. I want to see the best golfers in the world compete against each other and not be split into different leagues and pretty well destroy the competition at the highest level.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money?
Well, if it's about your watching of your beloved golf.
I mean,
why can't we give the Saudis a break, Dom? I want to see golf at the highest level on Sundays. I want to see some championship golf. I don't want to see that diluted by two different leagues.
Oh, I know.
I mean, what, are we back in the USFL days? Whatever happened to the USFL? Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump bankrupted it.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, come on. And listen, if you are truly, if you truly feel for the 9/11 parties, 9/11 families, I don't think it comes off like that. I mean, he had to throw all the things out there. Well, you know, I really feel bad about the 9/11 families. And yeah, I get the whole thing about sports washing. And not billions of dollars to wash the Khashoggi blood off their hands. Well, apparently there is. Apparently there is. And Ron Johnson, the senior senator, the great state of Wisconsin, he is down. Also tweeted out on this topic, Senator Ron Johnson on CNBC about the Saudi investment in pro golf. Quote, they've got $600 or $700 billion. Do we want them to just burn the money? This is Ron Johnson. So I think it continues the trend of these Republicans embracing these totalitarian regimes. Yeah, we buy oil. Lots of people buy oil from the Saudis. I get it from Texas. I get U.S. made gas. That's what I do. I mean, come on, Ron Johnson. Do we have what is our obligation to the citizens of this country? Oh yeah, yeah. I really feel bad about the 9/11. Well, yeah, that was the Saudis. That was a lot of Saudis there.
But what you're not making accounting for?
Oh, that he likes golf.
Well, he very much likes watching golf, yes. Not a diluted form of your preferred golf, but also LIV Golf has a partnership with Donald Trump. They pay as much as $50 million a year to host their championship at Donald Trump's National Doral Golf Club.
I mean, the ways the money launder is just unbelievable.
That kind of money is top of mind for Johnson, who wonders what we would want Saudi Arabia to do with all that cash instead, if not buying out teams and leagues right and left in a massive, let's call it a sports washing campaign.
I don't know. Maybe you could take
sounds
that
better
money.
Than money laundering.
Maybe you could take that. It is money laundering, man.
Yes, it is. Yes,
take
I was going
money,
to lay that
take
out
those
for you.
Billions of dollars and, I don't know, compensate the citizens of America whose families were killed by the terrorist attack on 9/11. There's one thing we could do. You don't want them to burn it. You know, you don't have to burn it. You could, you know, compensate people for the terror you inflicted upon them. You could compensate Khashoggi's wife. You could, you know, let women drive in your country. You could do think all of it, sorts of things.
Think of it like repaying yourself with donor money like you've done recently, Senator right. Johnson.
Right. I mean, there's lots of things you could do with several hundred billion dollars.
844-967-2789. You can call us. Doesn't cost you anything. Bill from South Milwaukee sneaking in here before the top.
Hey, Bill.
What do you got for us, Bill?
Hey, well, thanks for slipping me in there. Two things. Number one, you were recalling Scott Walker's run for president and him the pickets the protest signs in Iowa.
Yes.
I preferred, there was a picture I saw of him. He made an appearance in Philadelphia, and somebody had a sign right up next to him that says, Scott Walker sniffs his own poop.
You know, there were people that followed Scott Walker to counter-protest his presidential campaign all the way to England. We had a nice couple on our show.
Well, the other thing I mentioned, Ed Thompson did indeed run the Libertarian candidate for governor with 2002 against Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum.
And it was one of the most successful campaigns by a Libertarian ever, but I think it was, you know, the old man's... His brothers, Tommy. They thought they were voting for Tommy. Come back. I hope you realize you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. This is no longer Matt Flynn Direct. And we'll be back for the happier happy hour. Hope you come back with us. I know you will.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Rem.